This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance, copyright 2019. And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere. Hi, this is Julie, and I am here with Susan, and we have another great energy podcast because we've been talking for hours and we finally decided to record something we've been saying for hours. So we got a lot of great energy here coming forth. And if you are one of the lucky ones of many, many people, you can take out your Energetic Invocation Series book, a book of vibrational change, volumes 1 to 17, because we're going to do something really cool and fun this time around. We're going to look at volume 4, How Do I Choose to Live My Life? And we're actually going to take one of the process this components and read it out loud.
Lucky you.
That's right, lucky you. And now if this is completely blindsiding you because you have no idea what we're talking about, we could say, too bad, or we could say, this
is... You don't know what you're missing.
That's right. This is from the Blue Book of Energy, and this version, with all the volumes in it, has these really cool parts where it was requested of us, of readers, of our initial first Blue Book, Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, that the book was so intense and so cool that it was so energized that they were kind of getting dizzy reading it and going through the passages. And we said, you know, let's look at the book and block out some parts and give some actual examples, because that
they're
was requested.
They're real life examples.
Yes.
Everything that's in here, people, we've had some people say this can't be true. And we're like, believe it or not, it is. So.
And here's a little inside information. A couple of the events actually happened to me. The names are changed.
to protect the innocent.
And even Susan said, no way, this isn't true. I can't believe it. And it is true.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I'm just going by what she said. So, all right. So we are on, if you have the book, it's on page 51. And the process this is in regards to how do I choose to live my life? So you're going to read it, Julie?
Okay.
All right.
Don't laugh. I know. I read it before earlier and we were laughing, crying our eyes out because this has happened to everybody. So here we go. Process this. Have you ever had a horrible retail experience where the sales clerk was so nasty that you ended up defending your request or walking out angry, upset, and feeling like you got ripped off, all because you took it personally? Some people are going to have the same disposition regardless of what you look like, say, believe, or what nationality you are. Don't ask why they were mean to you. Many are not discriminating against you or any group, as they hate everyone. That clerk may be one of those people. So why are you wasting your time taking that personally?
So this is coming off of a situation where we say, you know, when you're taking something personal, you really create a fight within yourself because you have no idea why the person said what they did, what they do. And if you take it personal, you're taking it as if it directly relates to you. And we've said, we make the joke that someone could come in and you have on a nice Quebec, Canada sweatshirt. And I can have gone to Quebec and say I didn't like it. I've been there. It's beautiful. But if I didn't like it, you could walk up and I could just see the sweater and look at you and I could give you a dirty look and you'd be like, what the heck did I do?
Right.
And it has nothing to do with you. It's just that I personally don't like, which I do, but if I didn't like Quebec and you're wearing a Quebec sweatshirt, and it could be anything. I could be, you know, people, again, the other thing is a lot of people dress all in black. Some people don't like that. Some people feel threatened or, you know, and they react and it's got nothing to do with you. They don't even know you.
Right. And at times, that's a really hard place to come to because I don't know why, but it's almost like we're almost made to take things personally. And you kind of say, what did I do? Why did that happen? And that's one of the things, too, that a lot of people say to themselves is, why did that happen to me? What did I do? Why were they mean to me? What did I say?
And so, you know, we've been talking a lot about presence and actually self-empowerment. You know, that a lot of that stems, if you have the clarity to know who you are, then what someone else says really doesn't matter.
Right.
I mean, it really doesn't matter. I mean, you try to be, you know, I'm going to use our book as an example. When we edited in the process, this piece is, it was because we got the comments that the Blue Book on its own was like really high octane. So we sat there and said, well, it's a valid, that's where they are. We understand the energy. You and I live in the energy. Mm-hmm. So we go there and we push it, but we can understand that. So we added in this piece to it. Now, if someone turns around and says, I don't like your book, well, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not everybody is going to like it. And we've been fortunate. We've gotten a lot of good feedback. But, you know, some people have bought it and we haven't heard anything. We don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe they didn't like it or whatever. It's irrelevant. We know what's in this book. And I think that piece of it that we just read is something that, you know, it's a really hard thing for people to understand. And we get caught in it, too. I get
right,
caught in it.
Right. And the other huge thing about taking things personally is that it really distracts you into unhealthy thoughts. It's like a, you know, snowball going down a mountain, because the minute you start to do that, then you start to pile, you know, another unhealthy thought on top of another unhealthy thought, and you have no idea what the other person was reacting to, what was on their mind, what was, you know, going on in their situation. And yet you're taking, and I'm going to say it this way, you're like taking the burden of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, completely throwing it like a pie in your face. As if it was, you know, oh my gosh, you know, what do they have against me?
Well, and then you relive it.
Right.
You go back,
yes,
and like, let me tell you what happened.
Oh God.
This person did this. And I mean, I think it's a little bit of human nature for mm-hmm. us to do it. I mean, we grew up, I'm going to say it, in an Italian family. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I always say the Italian families are really into the drama. And
yep.
But, you know, I think a lot of people take that on, and we feel that everything is personal. And it's so unempowering if you, you know, and I always, you know, we've said this to other people, if you're going to take on everyone's burden, guess what?
Mm.
There's just not enough hours in the day. There's not enough time. You can't physically do it.
Right. Hi, this is Julie here with Susan. What's one of the favorite books that we've written together?
My favorite would be Energetic Invocations, mm-hmm. because you tricked me into writing it, and it wrote itself, and I just was grateful to be a part of it. I like all the books we've written. We've had so much fun, but that's probably my favorite. What
you know, you? I agree with you. I love Energetic Invocations. The invocations are really powerful, and I love the way it slides into the Endra book. So the Endra scripts is really fun, so I agree with you.
Awesome.
Hey, Susan, the other day I was stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
And I sometimes listen to our podcast, not because I want to listen to myself.
You want to listen to me.
Yeah, okay, no. Because when I listen, it's like all new, all over again.
Do you ever wonder who said that? And
yeah.
You realize some people say we sound alike. So whenever I hear something that I'm like, I don't remember saying that, I just attribute it to you.
I like that. And there's four shows, so I could be in the car a long time.
And you may just be.
Susan?
Yes.
Do you know what you get me for Christmas?
Not sure yet.
Well, don't be thinking you're going to give me any of the books we've written, because I have all of those.
Yeah, but they're e-books. They're a quick read, yet they keep making you go back because you think you got it, and you got to go back and read it again because there's something more each time. It's like a gift that keeps giving.
I agree with you. They're in my pile to read again over and over. But, you know, I'm kind of stuck on this Christmas trivia right now. Susan and I are not political, but we do have a podcast on Trump. It's focused on how Oprah can compete with Donald Trump for the presidency. Get on the bandwagon by listening in and then download our ebook, How Trump Wins. Not only is Trump's presidency puzzling, but also how everyone is focused on everything he does and doesn't do. Hey, Oprah is in the space of allurement. That's the energy we look at. Find How Trump Wins on Amazon and change your perspective about all of it. It's a big reveal, folks. Susan does have a deck of tarot cards.
Danny, you have one.
And I have one, too. And when you utilize tarot cards, you get yourself into the energy. And our writing is in that vibe as well. And, of course, our podcast.
And we do not read tarot cards like everyone else does. Julie's been more formally trained, but we look at them and we do something completely different. And that is what we think everybody can do.
Yet the formal training is really doing the work yourself. And that's where all of our stuff stems from, is doing the work yourself.
And getting to that space where you can do it. And there's podcasts that we have that are free. There's a lot of ebooks that are almost free because we really believe that people are looking for this.
There's fiction and there's nonfiction. We got it all.
So why do we do it? Why do we do it?
Well, you know, if you think about it, you know, if it's a distraction to take things personally, then, you know, you're distracting yourself into unhealthy thoughts, and unhealthy thoughts, you know, grow on top of each other. I mean, you're creating a whole situation for you to get out of.
What are you distracting yourself from?
Exactly. That's a really good question.
You're distracting from, really, who you are and who you are meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because instead of sitting there thinking about, okay, what do I know? What do I want to learn? What is it, you know, I can read or listen to? Instead, you're going to sit and think about what other people who don't know you, most people don't know you.
Right.
Will sit there and make a judgment mm-hmm. against you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's funny, my son was here the past week, and he loves to tease me. And the biggest thing is that, you know, I always say to him, I said, well, I'm your mother. I know you better than anyone. And he's been on his own now for a while. He'll say, Mom, you have no idea who I am. And to a degree, he's right. You know, even with someone who you think you know so well, you only know a certain part of them, because there's a huge part that's, I don't want to say like a hidden part, but you don't know every thought. You don't know every experience they've had. And we make that, you know, we make that assumption.
Right. Well, it's good to have mystery, too. If you don't have mystery and a person's an open book, then it's kind of like, all right, I know everything. Why do I have to see them or talk to them?
Even you and I, we work really hard, but I don't know everything about you. Or
no, you don't. No, you don't.
And so, you know, so I would like to take that and go to the point of, you know who you are. And you know what? There's a beautiful piece that you find out about yourself the minute you shut everybody else up.
Mm-hmm.
And you go into who you are, and you're like, wow. When you allow yourself to be defined to yourself, you learn more about who you are. All of a sudden, things kind of start lining up for you. Things you didn't realize. All of a sudden, the universe sends things in a way that you're like, oh, I can do this. And all of a sudden, something shows up.
Right.
To support that.
Right.
As if to say, yeah, you got it.
Right.
And that's where it gets really interesting.
Right. So why would you distract yourself?
Well, because you don't know better.
Right. Wouldn't that be a better, more interesting movie theater to go into?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's, you know, that's worth exploring. You know, you think about life and you think about what you're going to do with yourself and where you're going to spend your time and your energy. You know, the journey of life, in my opinion, is really exploring who you are and what we can do.
Mm.
We have such a small idea of what we can do. And I think there's a heck of a lot more that we can do.
There is. And, you know, it's funny because I had a friend back many years ago who told me she used to go to get her dry cleaning back in the day when everyone brought their dry cleaning in. And she said the guy was like the most meanest guy ever. And as people were waiting in line and he was, you know, waiting on each person, he was so nasty and so mean. And she said, one day, I couldn't take it anymore. And when I got up and he said, you know, whatever, the way he greeted everybody, she said, why are you so mean to everybody? And I was flabbergasted. I thought it was great because she said he was flabbergasted. And he said, what?
Mm.
She says, why are you so mean to everybody? You're just yelling at everybody. Everybody's freaking out. People are afraid to come into line.
I haven't heard this story.
Well, I know. I don't know. Maybe. It would have, but it's too late now. The show's over. And she said, you know, it wasn't like she was trying to fix him or do anything, but she finally was like, curious, why are you so mean to everybody? And his response was like deadpan silence, where he said he didn't realize. I mean, it had been so like bred in him that that's how he was reacting to the influx of customers that he had every day, that he didn't even realize.
And so what if you came in there and you didn't know, everybody didn't tell you, oh my God, he's just a mean, you know, like a soup Nazi from from Seinfeld. If you didn't get that update, you went in there and you think, why is he so mean to me? You would have felt like, God, what a jerk. I don't like him or whatever. That jerk.
And that's great that you brought up that episode, because you got to say that Elaine goes in there disbelieving everybody. When oh, I got to practice. Jerry George is like, shh, I got to practice. She laughs about it. And she disbelieves everybody. There's no way this guy could be like that. And when she goes up there, and she, you know, of course I know it by heart. And when she goes up there and goes to order, and he's appalled by what occurs. I mean, all you Seinfeld fans, you know what I'm talking about. This is classic. When he's appalled by what occurs, and she's appalled by his reaction, she's still in disbelief that he could be so nasty. And actually, the episode is so great. You know, I don't want to say, I'm not going to ruin it if you haven't seen it, because if you haven't seen it, what are you waiting for?
Who hasn't seen
it? It's the Schmoopy episode. Anyway, Schmoopy. That's Jerry and his girlfriend. Anyway, you know, that's such, it's a great example that you gave, because, you know, why is he doing this? But that isn't even the testament to it. It's her going in there being clueless as to the fact that that's the way he is, or how everyone describes him. And what occurs is actually she's the one who gets the most benefit out of that whole episode in a very humorous way.
So, you know, to go back to the process, this, one of the things in this book is we talk about that. We give you an idea of, you know, really, what if that's the case? If you know, we go through life and everybody's talking to themselves. They're responding to their own triggers and has nothing to do with you, and we take everything personal. That's one of the things that we talk about in this book, in this specific chapter. And it actually is funny because, you know, we talk about a retail experience and, you know, who hasn't had that?
Right.
And, you know, I remember my daughter always saying, like, you know, you go to a place where you get a takeout and they give you just so much, and it's like they throw away everything that's left over at the end. Like, what are you doing? Give someone a little bit more.
Right.
They're happier, and then you have less that you're throwing away.
Right.
People don't get it. I don't know if it's like they feel like, you know, that's where their power comes in and they decide or whatever, but that has nothing to do with you.
Right.
If that's
right.
the case,
right.
that has nothing to do with you. As you know, Julie, you're always famous for saying, I could just put up the cardboard figure of myself standing there. You know, you always say that. It didn't matter. I was there. I could have put a cardboard figure of myself, right? And so I think, you know, so one of the things I think that's really important that to take from this is, like we said at the very end of this little process, that clerk may be one of those people, meaning that hates everybody. So why are you wasting your time taking that personally?
Right. And I want to say, too, that I've been on both sides of retail. So, you know, I know when, you know, I've been on the other side where I have been the retail clerk, not, you know, treating people horribly, but, you know, understanding more because, of course, I work with energy. And, of course, I've always worked with energy, kind of what's going on. Yet, you know, you see what occurs in the background and what the managers are like and what the retail clerks have to deal with and blah, blah, blah. And then if they're bringing issues from home, I mean, you have a whole chaotic mess. Yet the bottom line is that's really not your business. And if you mind your own business with self-care, you're taking care of yourself and you're deciding that I'm going to be the best version of myself. And when you take it personally, you're kind of taking on all those other issues that aren't even yours.
Right.
How exhausting.
So the bottom line is the work that you do is for you. It is not for anybody else, because you do not know what they are thinking, feeling, experiencing. And to make an assumption is really to be making a fool of yourself.
Right.
And taking on something that has nothing to do with you. So go be empowered.
In a good way. Not, yes, in a different definition of that. Okay, so that was a process this from, and it's very important to say, that was from the journey part
of energetic invocations series.
Right. And so in Energetic Invocations, a Book of Vibrational Change, we have self, journey, people, environment, and world. So next up, we are going to be talking about another process this moment. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.